He was arraigned in court, charged with falsely claiming he was the victim of a hate crime. Ryan Burrow is in Chicago. He's been covering this. Ryan, apparently Jussie left court yesterday and went right back to work on the set of Empire.
Yeah, it was an interesting scrum. I was a part of that. We were all waiting for him to post bond, $100,000 bond. He had to post $10,000 of that, according to the judge. And when he was led out of the courtroom, he basically had his hands on the shoulders of one big bodyguard and walked behind him while he had family members and attorneys flank both sides. And, of course, we were shouting questions, and he didn't take any answers. Then got in the van and went straight to the Empire set, which was interesting, although the judge, rather his attorney, did say that Empire had shifted the shooting schedule for the day to accommodate him and his court appearance. So he went there, TMZ reporting he apologized to some cast members, but that being said, didn't necessarily apologize for what went down, still sticking by the fact that this alleged attack or fake attack did not happen the way police are laying it out to be. He's standing by his story, and his attorney's releasing a statement saying that he maintains his innocence and feels betrayed by the system.
Police didn't pull any punches in their press conference yesterday, did they?
No, Eddie Johnson is the superintendent of police here, and he's a very mild-mannered guy, and I've never seen him that fired up before. He was very frustrated that they have evidence, he says, that this actor kind of abused the system and did it in the name of racism and homophobia, and he said that that has no place here in Chicago. He says the city's been very good to the show Empire, been very good to Jussie Smollett, and he repaid it by slapping the city in the face. And, you know, Drew's really, really harsh criticism. If you watch that first 5 minutes, I mean, I've never heard Eddie Johnson say anything like that. Now, keep in mind, too, he was hired by Rahm Emanuel. There's about to be another election. Eddie Johnson's time in that seat probably isn't too much longer. But that being said, you know, he definitely spoke his mind yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's next for Jussie Smollett?
Smollett will have another court appearance early next month. Apparently continues to be associated with and shoot for Empire. 20th Century Fox releasing a statement saying that they're reevaluating the situation and trying to figure out how to move forward. In the meantime, we're going to see if there's more investigation into this FBI letter, this letter that the FBI is looking to and U.S. Postal Service, because it's potential that there could be more charges if indeed Jussie Smollett was the one who sent that threatening letter with apparently crushed up ibuprofen made to look like some kind of hazardous material.
And if he did, Ryan, and if he did as police say he did, I mean, what made him think he could get away with this? In this day and age, it's very, very difficult to get away with something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because while for 3 weeks we said there were no cameras that showed this incident, according to police, Jussie wanted this incident to be shown. He staged the attack with the brothers. It just so happens that that camera was turned the wrong way. And it was other cameras that detected the brothers' movements when they got into ride-sharing cars, when they walked to the location, when they had conversations with Jussie. Those were the cameras that ended up kind of piecing this story together. So kind of an interesting twist yesterday, but some good copping if indeed this is what happened and how it went down.
Boy, no doubt whatsoever. Sad story all the way around. Ryan, we appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye now.